This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
And what we don't want to do is have hearings around the state and spend dollars where we have a facility and we have two accounts or two lawyers.
The DRA, the governor's office, and the legislature have to understand that they're only here for a period of time. And if the people don't approve of what they're doing, then they can be replaced and should be, unless they reflect the true will of the people.
Continuing coverage of the LLC tax here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077 on WTPL 1077 FM and 1071. WTSL AM 1400 and 94.3 FM, everywhere else at WTPLFM.com. The first clip in this segment was from Commissioner Kevin Clardy of the Department of Revenue Administration when he was confronted with a question, why aren't there more public hearings around the state? This was at the December 16th public hearing, at the time the only one that was scheduled on the new LLC tax. And he said, oh, we don't want to be having more hearings because it costs us money to do this. You know, that's summarizing what he said. Now, as you may know, there are more public hearings that are going to be held in the North Country, in Plymouth, in Conway, and in Berlin. Now, here's the problem. More LLCs are located in the southern part of the state. We have a lot of businesses on the seacoast. In, you know, Salem, Nashua, Manchester, Upper Valley as well, you know, Lebanon and Hanover, nice little business hub up there too. And, a lot of people are frustrated and they've been calling around saying, why aren't there more public hearings? They've been calling DRA. They've been calling the governor's office at 271-2121. But it doesn't seem like anyone's getting any answers right now. And I've decided to start looking around for answers. Because there's a number of questions that have come up recently, especially out of this hearing with the Department of Revenue Administration on the LLC tax, but also with the whole legislative process, too. So I reached out to our executive council, all six members, or all five members, I think it is. Ray Burton will straighten me out because he's on the phone with us right now. He is one of two executive counselors who did respond to my inquiries last week. And Councillor Burton, welcome to Bulldog Live. It's been a long time since we've chatted. How are you?
Well, Bulldog, I'm glad to know you're around the live and still asking questions.
And I try to do so in as fair of a manner as I possibly can, as frustrating as I can get, you know?
Well, you don't frustrate me at all. These are questions that have to do with the public law, public dollar, and the public citizens in general. And I obviously was in immediate touch with Commissioner Clardy when this all rolled out and said, you know, Kevin, you've got to get out and listen to what the people are having to say. We know the law is passed. That step has been taken. That's in the lawmaking branch. You
exactly.
Know that, Brian. There's three branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
The legislative branch passed this law. How they did it didn't meet too much of a transparency or hearings and all that. But anyway, what's done is done. Now, the commissioner, like the other commissioners in New Hampshire state government, have to go before the Joint Rules Committee to flesh out the details. And that's what Commissioner Clardy is doing. And I commend him for coming to and acceding to my request of doing some people meetings, if you will, hearings, informational sessions. One is going to be up in Berlin on January 5th, 1 to 5, at the White Mountain Community College. Plenty of free parking. And then on January 7th, 6 to 10 p.m., over to Plymouth State University at Hyde Hall. And I don't think the students are there during that week, so there should be plenty of parking right around Hyde Hall, right up off Highland Street in Plymouth. And then another one will be January 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Kennett High School Auditorium over in Conway. That's the new Kennett High School.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are three sessions that Commissioner Clardy and his people are going to go out and listen to the people and see what they have for suggestions. Now, he will, of course, have to go back and massage some of those thoughts and ideas that come to him. And who knows, he may tweak this rule that he's going to have to be getting approval for. But also in play, as you probably know, Bulldog, in play, I believe State Senator Bradley and one or two others, probably some members of the House, have introduced some legislation, again, back in the lawmaking branch.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, they'll have to go through the public hearing process. So who knows how this will all come out by July 1st.
I understand, yeah, and one of the things that I wanted to reach out to you as an executive counselor, number one, we don't really talk with our executive counselors enough, I don't think, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because there's still maybe a few people asking, well, what does the executive council do?
Well, having been a member of it now for 32 years at the end of this term, and hopefully a few more terms on top of that, the executive council really is like a board of directors at the very top of New Hampshire state government. We're not lawmakers, actually and technically, the governor and council, the governor being the chief executive officer of this business called the state of New Hampshire, and works with the five members of the council. We employ 352 commissioners and directors, like Commissioner Clarity, you know, the Attorney General, and 352 of them, and they administer whatever is in state law and whatever is in state budget. We can't change the law. Sometimes we can enhance it or nudge it along a little bit, or sometimes we may slow it down a little bit to let more reaction and input come from various points throughout the state. But the Executive Council, indeed, we employ 352 commissioners and directors on what I like to call a commission of employment.
Okay.
The government, the governor, by law and constitutional law, has to nominate somebody, generally on the big jobs like revenue and attorney general.
Health and human services.
Those level types of people. We hold a public hearing so that people can have some input on the nomination. But generally speaking, and I've been there with 9 different governors now, starting way back with Governor Thompson and on up through to now Governor Lynch, generally the governor and the governor's office kind of vet out names to us before they're nominated. That gives you some idea of, you know, the types of individuals that a governor is going to be looking for at least 3 votes on the executive council to carry out the laws and the budget of the state of New Hampshire. I welcome citizen input. I thrive on it. You know, gosh, today I've had a chance to, I'm just looking over here to push my sent items. I've sent something to already former Grafton County Attorney Rick St. Hilaire, Kevin Clarity, Tom Burak, and Don Palucci over to DOT, Lisa Levine at Congressman Hoad's office, George Capatter at the Department of Labor. You know, the list goes on. I thrive on input from citizens. I don't know. I'm not a lawmaker, but, you know, I welcome constructive criticism.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things, too, as an executive counselor, as you also, you know, one of the 5 members who would approve or decline a nomination by the governor for a department head. But do you also have oversight of the department head even after they've been confirmed?
Oh, definitely we do. And that is where citizens coming to their executive counselor. You know what you do, Bulldog, when you call an executive counselor, you move something right to the top of the executive of whatever department you are in play with.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, yesterday I had a call from my fellow counselor, Ray Rozorek, and he'd had a call from somebody in Utah whose parents live in a northern city, and they were looking to see if they qualified for any fuel assistance. So with the world being as small as it is with internet and all of methods of communication, I immediately got in touch with the proper person at Tri-County Community Action, then I think by the time the day is over today, we'll have resolution to that inquiry. So that's how an executive counselor can work with the various departments. And yes, we have oversight. And, you know, over the years, I've learned that you ask a commissioner, you never use the word threat or demand. That's not a part of government, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you ask a commissioner to look into something, and it's amazing they want to obviously respond. If it's in, hey, we are on the executive branch. If it's in New Hampshire law and if it's funded by the legislature must have intended for it to be carried out for qualified applications in individual cities, towns, and counties.
Right.
And obviously I enjoy working the congressional delegation over the years. I've had a long relationship, of course, with Judge Gregg and now with Senator Shaheen, who many of us knew for years when she was governor for 6 years, and now Congressman Hodes, and those people are all going to be in play through the election cycle next year. So, but this business on the whole go-around with the LCC tax issue that came up, that is now state law. But as you point out, the five members of the Executive Council have taken an interest, and should Kevin Clardy and his staff do some hearings in the southern part of the state, of course they should. And I would hope that my associate counselors, Counselor Shea and Counselor Hollingworth and Counselor Rozurek and Counselor Pignatelli, would also assist the commissioner in setting up maybe an informational meeting. The community colleges are great places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
First of all, you got plenty of parking, and you got some space and places for people to, you know, maybe grab a bite to eat on the way into the hearing. And
yep.
So I know that the chancellor, Rick Gustafson, and the presidents of those colleges in my district welcome any state government association.
Well, no, this is good, and I'm glad that you've said that maybe people calling their executive counselor to suggest to the commissioner, hey, please hold some more public hearings. You know, have one in Keene, have one in Nashua or Salem or Portsmouth or Lebanon or somewhere like that.
And, yes, and that will benefit the rulemaking process, where if the commissioner goes out and listens to these people in informational sessions, and it'll assist him in reshaping maybe the rules, but he can only act within state law as passed by the legislature.
Exactly.
And so my guess is, who knows how that the laws, that, the changes that are going to be introduced, how they'll come out. And so it's only a matter of time as to how the proposed changes are going to work their way through the legislative process. But between now and then, Commissioner Clardy, as well the other commissioners and the five members of the council and the governor, we are charged under the law and the Constitution to carry out this law. Well, hey, over mm-hmm. the years, there's some laws that I haven't totally agreed with, but I'm under the oath to impartially and faithfully carry out the duties of my responsibility within the executive branch.
Exactly. 1-866-823-1077. Executive Counselor Ray Burton joining us. Are you at your home office in Bath today?
Yes, I am. It's about zero with the wind blowing here up on 338 River Road. And I would certainly invite anyone in the TSL area or around the Concord area. If you want a little brochure, and our office out of Concord has in the State House has a beautiful color brochure about what the Executive Council does. Call over at the State House, 271-3632, or give me a ring here after we go off this line at 747-3662. And I'm about ready to go to the Bath Post Office this afternoon. I'll see that it gets in the mail to you.
Well, that would be wonderful. Well, with our listeners, and I've checked out all the districts that the Executive Council covers. And really, in this listening area between our two stations and, the Upper Valley as well as in Concord, basically every executive counselor serves some part of our listening area. So,
yeah. Well, you got to help us, Bulldog, get the word out, but also gather citizen input from your listeners and people in your region and in your territories and feed it on into the Executive Council when it has to do with the administration of mm-hmm. public law and public budget. But if it has to do with proposed legislation, then, of course, I know, being the wise person you are, you will send it along to the lawmaking branch.
Absolutely. Yep. I don't believe in wasting time where time shouldn't be wasted.
That's right.
I got enough to do. Well, Councillor Burton, thank you very much for joining us, for shedding some light on what the Executive Council does, and for your support in asking for more public hearings on this LLC tax. And I appreciate you and Councillor Pignatelli's very prompt response to my email messages last week.
Oh, certainly. Buzz me anytime.
All righty. Thank you, Councillor Burton.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.